Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's joolie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme. Published in 1950, that was Music, 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 Put Another Nickel In, as recorded by Teresa Brewer with the Dixieland All-Stars, and they recorded it on the 20th of December 1949. Now, it was the biggest selling version of the song, although it had been recorded the year before by Etienne Paris, with Eddie Piano Miller supplying the accompaniment, and that had been released by Rainbow Records. Now, we're going to make a trip to 1977.
Thank you.
Eagle is a song that was recorded in 1977 by the Swedish pop group and famous Eurovision Song Contest winners ABBA. It was the first track on the group's fifth album, imaginatively called ABBA the Album, and it was the longest track that they ever recorded at 5 minutes 51. That was, in fact, makes it 1 second longer than The Day Before You Came, which stands at 5 minutes 50 seconds. Now we're staying in the 1970s for our next record, and it's the first recording of a song that was re-recorded and went on to be a huge international hit for Mr. Barry Manilow. He co-wrote the song with Tony Orlando, who was riding a high at the top of the charts at the time with his group Dawn. But this is the very first recording, as I said, of Could It Be Magic? It's from October 1971 and features on vocals Barry Manilow.
Hello, this is Maxim Novitsky, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie on Sweetwally Radio. This is my song Probatch, which means sorry in English. I hope you will like it.
Як тебе я кохав, запитаю вітру, запитаю моря, як тебе я чекав, мої пісні з любові створив я для тебе, єдина моя, пробач. Так було, тебе я кохав та не забував, пробач, так було, без тебе у світі твоїм заблукав, заблукав. заплаче небо, зникне моє сонце та в мені біль одна. Як з тобою бути, запитав у Бога, я страждав, дай сповна. Ні, я більш не стану оманою жити без свого тепла. Пробач, так було, тебе я кохав та не забував. Пробач, так було, без тебе у світі твоїм заблукав. Час пікує біль, я знаю, позабути все бажаю, бо страждаю, все ж кохаю знов і знов. Чому вмирає ця любов? Пробач, так було, тебе я кохав та не забував. Пробач, так було, без тебе у світі твоїм заблукав.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the incredible talented Maxim Novitsky and his own composition, which he explained in the introduction means sorry in English. I think you will have already noticed Maxim's incredible vocal range, and as if that wasn't impressive enough, this wonderful Ukrainian has recorded songs in Japanese and in Mandarin. Yes, really. So probably the most difficult languages, and Maxine conquers every one of them. Maxine is truly an international singing star, and I'm very proud to be able to call him my friend. So, from one handsome man to another. Here's heartthrob David Cassidy back in 1972 and his beautiful single from the album of the same name, Cherish.
All the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is the word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you can cherish as much as I do yours. I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have a right amount of letters
This is Sid Valley Radio.
We'll be right back.
Dreams was released as the second single from Rumours in March of 1977, and in the States it was Fleetwood Mac's only number one. I know, hard to believe, isn't it? In the United Kingdom, the song was released as a third single from the album, and that was a month later, in June of 77. And in a review of the song, Record World said of its composer and singer, Stevie Nicks makes these dreams a melodic reality. Well, fair enough. I think nothing else needs to be said, really, does it?
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number, much, much worse than two. Is a number divided by two.
Is a song by American singer-songwriter Harry Nilsson from his 1968 album Aerial Ballet, and it's possibly best known for its opening line of "One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do." Mr. Nilsson wrote the song after calling someone and getting a busy signal. He stayed on the line listening to the bleep, bleep, bleep rhythm tone and writing the song while he was doing so. The busy signal became the opening notes. Sadly, Harry Nilsson left us far too early, when he was just 52 years of age.
Come
Hate the term one-hit wonders. I know I do. But sadly, this is the case here in most of the countries in the world, as Driver's Seat was the only hit from British band Sniffin' the Tears, and it was from their debut album, which was called Fickle Heart. It was from 1978. Anyway, they aren't really one-hit wonders. Hurrah! They they had a second hit in the Netherlands, so there you are. They're not one-hit wonders at all. Good for them. Now that was from 1959, an Unchained Melody by the wonderfully named The Teddy Bears. Now it's a song that we all know and probably know really well. But who first recorded it? Now I bet this will surprise you, it did me. It was in 1955 and it was Liberace. Yes, Liberace. Well done if you got it right. And if you said the Righteous Brothers, go and sit in the corner for 10 minutes. We'll call you when we're ready. Now, moving on. This is a song for all of you out there that like the Seekers. I know I'm constantly getting emails and messages asking for the Seekers. So I'm about to play them for you. And I'd also like to send love from all of us here at Sid Valley Radio to a dear lady in Oklahoma called Kay Davis. And hope you're doing well, Kay. Take care of yourself. And I know that you love this band very much, so this is also especially for you, dear lady.
This is Sid Valley Radio.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one. Desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la
desert had turned to sea. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rings. The ocean is a desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love.
You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La, la, la.
Rock band America brought us this classic, Horse With No Name, in 1971. Their self-titled debut album was released initially in Europe without this track, and it achieved only moderate success, I think it's fair to say, and the record company was looking for a suitable single to help promote the album. And the band wrote Horse With No Name, which originally was titled Desert Song, whilst they were staying at the home of British musician Arthur Brown. Now, do you remember Arthur Brown? The Crazy World of Arthur Brown and Fire. I remember seeing that when I was a child. It stayed with me all this time. The video was amazing. The performance was amazing. Warner Brothers, the record company, liked the demo and sent the band up to London to record what became Horse With No Name. And the rest is history, as they say. Now, up next is Mr. Andy Williams.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stay. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. can't take my eyes off you. I love you, baby, and if it's quiet.
From 1967, that was of course the unmistakable voice of Mr. Andy Williams, and a track from his album Love Andy, which came out in October of that year. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You is a 1967 song written by Bob Crewe and Bob Guardio. It was recorded as a single by Frankie Valli. The song was in fact among his biggest hits, and it earned a gold record and reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for a week. Now, Gordio was a bandmate of Frankie Valli's in the Four Seasons. It was Frankie Valli's biggest solo hit until he hit the number one spot in 1975 with another song that refers to eyes, and the title was My Eyes Adored You. Speaking of which...
My eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close and yet so far. Carried your books from school, to me, you were fifth grade, I was sixth when we came to be. Walking home every day over Barnacot Bridge and Bay, till we grew into me and you, who went our separate way. My eyes adored you, oh, I never laid a hand on. So far, headed for city lights, climbed the ladder up to fortune and fame. I worked my fingers to the bone, made myself a name. Funny, I seem to find that no matter how the years unwind, still I reminisce about the girl I miss and the love I. My eyes adored you, though I never laid a hand on you. My eyes adored you, like a million miles away from me, you couldn't see how I adored you. So close, so close.
That was Mr. Frankie Valli telling us My Eyes Adored You back in 1975. Had a few requests in to play something with an Irish theme, so how about this? Celtica with Swallowtail Jig and Langan's Ball, sadly bringing our hour though to a close for another week. I hope that you enjoyed the last hour looking at some timeless vinyl with me, and that you will join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 p.m. and between now and then I'll find some more forgotten gems for you. Stay tuned for the Sunday Tea Dance, which is up next, and then at 4 p.m. we have another Old Time Radio Hour programme where we will revisit radio shows from the golden age of radio. Thanks, as always, for your messages. It's always nice to hear from you. So, I'll see you in the next hour for the Sunday Tea Dance. Until then, take it away, Winifred.